So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf explained that Rabbi Yossi generally holds Ein Isser Chaval Isser, with the exception of Isser Maisif, where subjects of the Isser were added. More people become usher to do this Isser, we say Isser Chaval Isser. However, Isser Kailil, where objects of Isser were added, more things or people become forbidden to the original person or persons, Rabbi Yossi holds that the general rule remains Ein Isser Chaval Isser. The Gemara first said that this is a machlokes amira. Reb Chiya Savar, Reb Yosi b'Isser Koil, Mechayev Tarti. He holds Isser Chalal Isser. Bar Kapara Savar, Loi Mechayev Elochada. He holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. However, the Gemara rejected it and now says, Ele Kemiflegi b'Isser b'Vas Achas v'Lib b'Reb Yosi. Where both Isserim take effect simultaneously. Reb Chiya Savar, Reb Yosi b'Isser b'Vas Achas Mechayev Tarti. They're both Chal. Bar Kapara Savar, Loi Mechayev Elochada. Only one can be chal, and Tesis says, the chomer chal, the more stringent one, takes effect. The Gemara then proceeds to explain the three cases of this machlokes in a scenario of bevas achas. 1. Zar sheshimish b'Shabbos. A non-kohen did the avodah on Shabbos. Kegoin de'aisi shtei saris b'Shabbos. He became a godly and adult on Shabbos. De'havi le'zaris b'Shabbos b'hadi adadi. Both Yisroel take effect simultaneously. 2. Balmum sheshimish betuma. Here too, we can say kagoin de aisi shtei sairis veitamile de havale balmum betuma b'had yadadi, as Rashi explains. Betech tumasai umumai hevi shtei sairis. He had a blemish and had been tami before becoming a gadol. Ubeshas hava chalushnein. When he becomes a gadol, both yisurim take effect simultaneously. Inami shechatech etzboi besakin tuma. Another scenario: he was already an adult when he cut his finger with a tame knife, which renders him a balmum and a tamei simultaneously. 3. Zar sha'ach malika. A non-kohen ate from a carbon ha'ayv. He did 2 isurim. A zar may not eat from karbanas. For a zar, this bird is nevela. As already explained, these 2 isurim come simultaneously when malika is performed. In all 3 cases, Reb Chiya mechayev shtayim, bakapor oimer in chayev el achas. The Gemara questions this understanding of the machlekes as well. Since both Reb Chiya bar Kapara swore Havoyde kach shemati mirabi, they each claim to have heard their respective opinions from Rebbe. Obviously, one of them misunderstood. How would they reconcile each other's understanding? Reb Chiya would say, I heard Rebbe say Chayiv Shtayim according to Reb Yosi, and bar Kapara heard Rebbe say in Chayiv ala Achas according to Reb Shimon, but thought that Rebbe said according to Reb Yosi. However, bar Kapara cannot say the reverse. I heard Rebbe say in Chayiv ala Achas according to Reb Yosi, and Reb Chiya heard Rebbe say Chayiv Shtayim according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon certainly does not hold Chayiv Shtayim. If Reb Yosi holds in Chayiv ala Achas, because we see regarding Isser Maisif, Reb Yosi holds Chayiv Shtayim, and Reb Shimon holds in Chayiv ala Achas. Therefore, the Gemara says that the Machlekes is Be'Isser Bas Achas Ba'libid Reb Shimon. Reb Chiya Oimer Chayiv Shtayim, Bakapara Oimer in Chayiv ala Achas. However, here we can ask in the reverse. Bar Kapara can say, I heard Rebbe say in Chayiv ala Achas according to Reb Shimon, and Reb Chiya heard Rebbe say Chayiv Shtayim according to Reb Yosi, but thought that Rebbe said according to Reb Shimon. However, Reb Chiya cannot say the reverse. I heard Rebbe say Chayiv Shtayim according to Reb Shimon, and Bar Kapara heard Rebbe say in Chayiv ala Achas according to Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi certainly does not hold in Chayiv ala Achas if Reb Shimon holds Chayiv Shtayim. The Gemara answers that Reb Chiya will explain the Machlekes about Isser bas achas of Elida b'Shimon as follows. I heard Rebbe say Chayiv Shtayim according to Reb Shimon in all 3 cases when they were bevas achas. Bar Kapara heard Rebbe say in Chayiv ala achas according to Reb Shimon in the first 2 cases of Zar Shashimish b'Shabbos and Ba'mum Shashimish b'Tuma when they came one after another b'Isser Kail. However, in the 3rd case of Zar Shalcha Malika, Rebbe said Chayiv Shtayim because it can only be bevas achas. However, Bar Kapara thought that Rebbe said in Chayiv ala Achas even in the 3rd case, and by extension, in all cases, Bevas Achas. This is the final explanation of the Machlekes of Reb Chiya u'Bar Kapara. The Gemara then proceeds to refute Bar Kapara's opinion from a Braisa. Let's summarize. The Machlekes of Reb Yosi Reb Shimon, according to the Maskan of our Gemara, as explained by Tesis, is as follows. Reb Yosi holds Chayiv Shtayim in all 3 scenarios, Esra Maisif, Isser Koil, Bevas Achas. Reb Shimon holds, Ein Chayiv ala Achas, Be'Isser Maisiv, Ve'Isser Koil, but Chayiv Shtayim, Bevas Achas. We continue with the next Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Shnayim shekitru shtei nashim. Two men, Reuven v'Shimon, betrothed to women, Rocha v'Lea, respectively. V'shas k'nisasin l'chupa hechlifu eshel zeh l'zeh v'eshel zeh l'zeh. At the time of the marriage, the wives were exchanged. The Gemara explains that we cannot read the Mishnah as written, hechlifu. They intentionally exchanged their wives b'mezid for three reasons. One, midi b'rishiyaskinan. Generally, the Mishnah does not illustrate scenarios that involve Risham, who deliberately transgressed the Aveir of Arias, unless that is the necessary subject matter. Two, v'su ha'detan r'p'chia harikan shesh esrichatoyiz. R'p'chia taught that if all the situations mentioned later in the Mishnah come together, Reuven, Shimon, Rachel, v'Lea each did four Aveiras, and must each bring four chatois for a grand total of 16 chatois. Ibe mezid meika carbon. There is no chiv carbon at all for a mezid. Three, the Mishnah later discusses details of machzir meisa, the wives returning to their rightful husbands. Ve'ibe mezid mishari, if this was then be mezid, they would be also to return to their husbands. Therefore the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yehuda tana huchlufu. We must read the Mishnah as huchlufu, the wives were inadvertently exchanged b'shogeg. In this case, hare elu chayav mishum eshes ish. They are each chayav to bring a carbon chatas for the is eshes ish. The Mishnah adds three cases where there will be an additional isser. Vim hayu achen mishum eshes ach. If the husbands are brothers, they're also an isser eshes ach, not to marry brother's wife. Vim hayu achayis mishum isha lachaysa. If the wives are sisters, there's also an isser isha lachaysa, not to marry two sisters. Vim hayu nidais mishum nida. And if the women were nidas, there's also the isser nida. The Mishnah continues, U'mafrishan eisen shleish chadashim, shema mubarasein. Before they return to their rightful husbands, we separate them from their husbands for 3 months to determine whether they had become pregnant from the forbidden union, in which case the children are mamzerim. V'mhoi ketanis, she'en eruiz leilet machzim eis miyad. If the wives are minors who cannot conceive, there's no need to separate them and they may return immediately. The Mishnah concludes, V'mhoi kahanois, nifslu minat truma. And if the women were daughters of Kahanim, they become disqualified from eating Chumah.